Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Victor Dominguez on the 9th of January, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Samsung partners with Apple to put an iTunes app on its 2018 and 19 TVs. We'll also add AirPlay 2 support for newer models. The app will let users access their iTunes movie and TV content, as well as allowing new purchases and rentals directly from the device. Apple says Samsung's tracking software will not be able to see iTunes-related usage. Samsung says its 2019 QLED TV lineup will support Google Assistant and Amazon Alexa actions, will let users turn on the TV, change volume, and more via standalone Google Home or Alexa device. The TVs will also have Bixby support built-in. NVIDIA expands its line of GeForce RTX GPUs to gaming laptops. First announced last August, the RTX lineup was previously available for desktop PCs only. RTX supports improved ray tracing capabilities, a process for generating realistic lighting effects. The first laptops with RTX GPUs are expected to launch at the end of January. The price is still unknown. China-based driverless trucking firm TuSimple says it's operating 3 to 5 fully autonomous commercial trips each day in Arizona. Each trip has a safety driver behind the wheel and an engineer on board to monitor data. TuSimple has not disclosed details of its clients or cargo. Amazon aims to collaborate with Hear Technologies to introduce Alexa to automobiles in the near future, with a voice assistant working as a co-pilot. Hear is a manufacturer of in-car navigation systems found in over 100 million cars around the world, although no car manufacturers have announced the addition of the Alexa tech to their lineup yet. With this partnership, owners can plan their routes from their home or outside their car via Alexa devices, speak to Alexa inside their cars, and interact with the navigation system without taking their eyes off the road. Hear and Amazon made the announcement yesterday at CES. Hyundai showcases Elevate, a walking car concept design. The multi-terrain vehicle has wheels that convert into legs capable of omnidirectional motion. Envisaged for use in disastrous situations, Hyundai says it's been working on the project for 3 years. It isn't clear if it plans to develop the vehicle further. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.